Welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers, that is Ethan Millard, and we're bringing you all things from the Wasatch Front. And today, we are going to be talking about Deer Valley.
Yes, the beloved Deer Valley.
Yeah.
One of the few places here where there are no snowboarders. That's what it's
in the winter.
In the winter, yeah. That's what it's kind of becoming famous for.
I stepped ground on Deer Valley for the very first time ever last weekend.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to frequent up there in the wintertime because
No.
It is a skiers only resort.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you were able to get up there because it's great in the summertime.
Yeah. No, I had a blast. And so I went up there to go biking, to go mountain biking, downhill mountain biking, which I'm a new addition to that sport.
Oh, how'd you do?
Good. I didn't fall.
Well, I was going to say, I don't see any like major abrasions, at least anywhere that's visible.
No, usually I get a good fall in anytime I go biking, but I was really proud of myself.
You're walking upright, and I think that's great.
But no, it was so, so fun. And they have routes for everyone. I mean, I did mostly blues. I did. I stuck on the green for the first half of the day, and then I moved to blues.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. I wasn't aware that they rated the trails.
Yeah. Just like skiing or snowboarding.
Okay. Well,
green,
that makes
blue, black, double black.
That
diamond.
Makes some sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the lift up and ride down?
Yep. Take the lift up. They take your bike on a separate lift. They've got these lifts that are made just for the bike. So they put them up in the summertime, and you just wheel your bike right onto it. Ride up, they get it off for you, and you go.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about it. What differentiates a green run from a blue run?
So the green runs are, I mean, it's all kind of advanced territory, I would say. Like, you don't want to go for your first time ever downhill mountain biking. Like, you want to have some practice on some trails with someone more experienced, maybe even guided, before you go and do something like this.
Okay.
But the green is pretty basic. It's they call it Holy Roller. So it's got some nice hills to it and flows. The trail itself is probably about 3 feet wide, maybe a little bit bigger, smaller in some sections.
And that's pretty broad, pretty wide for for this kind of trail?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that adds to the confidence a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
You don't feel like you're going to fly off down the hill.
Yeah, no. There are a couple sections where it's kind of like a steep edge, and I myself went a little bit slower around those.
Of course.
But you're surrounded by people that I just felt kind of intimidated at the beginning of the day. And then, like, I started pulling over for people. And finally, I was told, like, hey, if, you know, you have the right of way, if you're in front, like, wait until the next opening and then you can let people go by. But you don't need to pull over for us.
Right.
So that was nice to hear, that it's got a nice community and people aren't going to, you know, get mad if there's a beginner out there.
Well, and you know what? It seems like these are ranked in the same way that ski slopes are ranked.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's wider, a little more generous in the slope, then you know, it's going to be more of a green. Same thing on these trails, and then the right of way issue is the same as well.
Exactly,
downhill skier has the right of way.
So the blues were a bit more smaller trails, maybe 2 feet wide in sections, a lot more switchbacks and sharper corners, and a lot more bumps. So you really have to hold on and maneuver well, going through tree roots and rocks and technical areas.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't tell you what the blacks are like. I did, however, the most exciting part of the day. I turned around a switchback and I was riding down, going kind of fast, and a deer leaps in front of me, inches from my face.
You're kidding.
And leaps across me.
That's awesome.
And I slammed on my brakes, almost went over my handlebars, and it was one of those uncontrollable, scary moments that you just can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And then
That's
there were
awesome.
Like two more deer ahead of it, so I was just going really slow, and they were just like, you know, deer in the headlights, just waiting for me to get up close, and then they dart in front of me. I'm like, okay.
Well, it seems like that'd be really dangerous. I mean, you could get hurt.
Oh, no, that deer would have taken me out. I mean, it was a baby, It was a fawn.
But still, it's going to be over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's going to come at you full force.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was really frightening.
Yeah. No, that would have knocked you sideways.
Yeah. That got my heart rate up more than any scary trail.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just buy a lift pass. They sell day passes?
Yep. They sell day passes, season passes. And on Wednesday nights, it's the twilight ride. So it's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's a cheaper lift ticket.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And then in addition, there's at the very bottom. So you get your lift ticket or you take the first chair up to the mid base section. And then that's the chair that you ride all day. And down at that section, they have a huge grassy field with chairs and a restaurant and a snack bar. And I saw a lot of families set up like a day camp out there while they had family members riding and, you know, kids were running around this little grassy area. So it seems like a good day event, you know, just by a cheap pass to the midsection.
That's interesting. So you don't actually come all the way down to the base.
Mm-mm.
You stay on an upper mountain loop.
You could go down to the base, but the good riding is up higher.
Is up higher.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There are just a couple of weeks of this kind of mountain access, right?
Yeah. Got about a week and a half left for the total summer, and then until September 17th. September 4th to September 17th is just weekends.
Okay. All right. So get on it, or, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's something you can plan out for next year.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that idea of going up there halfway up and just staying for the
day.
That's cool. That's cool. Uh-huh. I like that a lot. Hey, we're not finished with Deer Valley. When we come back, it's the only way that I've experienced Deer Valley in the summer, and that's for its famous concert series. I, Taylor, have skied Deer Valley. I will say this. I've skied Deer Valley lots of times. But my singular summertime experience in Deer Valley is these concerts. We'll talk about them when we come back. So I know you are a rider. You snowboard.
Yes.
Have you ever skied? Do you ski? Is this something you can do if you wanted?
Nope, never.
You've never done
I've
it.
Never. I skied once when I was three, but my mom told me it didn't last very long. It was about 15 minutes, and I was done. I was over it. So
you wanted the snowboard.
So I've been on a snowboard ever since.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. So let's talk a little bit about Deer Valley. A little bit more about Deer Valley. Because I have skied up there, as I mentioned. And Deer Valley is a great place to ski. I was going to recommend it if you skied at all, because a lot of people do both. Although you're young enough that people have fully specialized. Because see, when I was growing up, you typically learned to ski.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you had a chance, you would snowboard, because not everywhere allowed it, right?
Uh-huh.
So it was pretty common for people to be able to do both. Today it's, you know, much more specialized. The riders ride.
I would like to learn.
Well, and the reason why I brought it up is because Deer Valley is legitimately a great place to ski.
Mm-hmm.
They've got great facilities, very well operated, and it's you can see, you know, it's kind of elite skiing, you know.
It is. That place was very nice.
Yeah, and when you get up there and you're skiing, you're like, okay, I see why. I see what makes this place different than the others.
Mm-hmm.
You really can. But setting that aside, maybe someday you'll try it. But summertime, one of my favorite things to do, we do this every year, is we'll hit up a couple of the concerts there at Deer Valley. Now, Deer Valley has this great amphitheater that they set up during the winter or during the summer. It's at the Snow Park Lodge, which is kind of down on that, you know, Park City side.
Yeah, the main base.
And it's a big, beautiful kind of shell-shaped amphitheater that they set up at the base of that grassy hill. And then you sit on the hill and you watch these amazing concerts. And the lineup is always really, really great. And I recommend that you look for it for next season. This year, I think there are one or two shows left, but it's really kind of done. But watch for it next season if you haven't ever, because it is so much fun to go up and enjoy the sunset. And enjoy that cooling down in the mountains while you are watching a great concert.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much fun. Everyone is having such a great time. Everyone is so cool. And they have some great amenities as well, as you might expect from Deer Valley. They have pre-ordered gourmet picnic baskets. They have a concession stand. They have all kinds of things available. So you can go up and you can eat and drink and really enjoy yourself. The one hang up for this is the parking. The parking is unfortunate. They have a lot, but if you are there late, you're going to be parked kind of far away.
Yeah.
And if you bring a few chairs, which of course you want to, you have to have those low chairs. They can't be – they have to be
– low back.
The seat has to be within 9 inches of the ground.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So they got to be low. But still, carrying those all the way up from lower down in the parking and lodging area all the way up to Snow Park, it's a hike. And it's, so my one recommendation would be to get there early.
Don't be one of the people that's walking forever with all your chairs.
Because I've done that. I've been parked at the curb all the way down at that loop around, mm-hmm. and it is not anywhere you want to be.
All right, so get there early.
Yes, please do. For goodness sakes, get there early.
So the last two shows that are available this summer, we've got on the 26th is Five for Fighting.
Yes.
And then on September 3rd is Josh Turner.
Who's Josh Turner?
He's a country artist.
Ah.
He's got that deep voice, good music, though.
Well, but this is kind of one of the cool things about Deer Valley is it's a very eclectic lineup.
Yeah.
So Five for Fighting, country. I went earlier this year, saw the Beach Boys.
Yeah, so big variety of music.
Last year, I saw Indigo Girls with the Utah Symphony.
Mm.
Who else did we see last year? The year before last year, we saw, that band from the 90s. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Band.
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's some really fun things.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, so I have a couple questions you may know. Are dogs allowed in there?
Oh, that is a great question. I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think dogs are allowed. I don't know about the larger resort, but I don't think I've ever seen a dog at the... At a concert.
At the concert.
At the concert, yeah. I would say no, and I'm surprised. I'd be surprised if the answer was yes.
Okay. And then can you bring in your own food and drink?
Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, and people do that. And people have all kinds of – it's really funny, too, to see the people who you know are regular outdoor concert people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they show up and they, like, have specially designed coolers. And they have, like – like we sat next to a couple this last concert that we went to just this summer, and they had these stakes, these specially shaped metal stakes that they'd put in the ground and would hold glasses.
Oh, I've seen those before. They're
cool. So people come and they're all tricked out.
They're prepared.
You just have to keep everything low.
Yeah.
Just keep everything low.
Yeah, because you don't want to obstruct anyone's view.
Yeah. There is a point, too, where you're back far enough that you can't see the stage. That's another argument for coming early.
Mm-hmm. Is kinda, get good seats.
You get seats just where you can see the stage. I mean, no kidding. At the last concert we went to, sitting down in our chairs, we could not see the stage.
Wow.
And, you know, it was still fun to be there, but it's always better to be just a little closer.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's not free concerts. They are – you have to buy tickets.
That's
so.
Right. You pay – the amphitheater kind of slopes up and then flattens out. And if you get up on that flat, you lose your view real fast.
Okay. Good to know.
So there you go. A few pro tips. I don't mind saying I've put in my time at Deer Valley Concert.
To be a pro.
They're awesome. They really are awesome.
Good. I'm looking forward to going to one. And to biking there again, hopefully this summer or definitely next.
Make it a day. Spend the day biking and then an evening at an awesome concert.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you get out there and enjoy your Utah.